Now may the words of my lips and the thoughts of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Picture, if you will, the scene at the lake as we heard in our Gospel today. Jesus comes to the lake site and commandeers Simon Peter's fishing boat and puts out a little from shore to address the large crowd who've been following him. When he's finished his teaching, he asks Simon Peter to go out further and go fishing. And the crowd all says, "What's he doing? These guys have been fishing all night, which is the best time, and they caught absolutely nothing." And Simon Peter relays this cynicism to Jesus and said, "Okay, but don't blame me if we catch nothing." Where is the faith, you may well ask? Yes, faith is a precious commodity. It's often said that the Church of England, unfairly perhaps, is mirrored by what you experience at a large football match. There are a few people on the pitch, 22 to be exact, who are doing all the work, but the thousands are there watching them supercritically. Although the crowd is only watching, they're quite prepared to applaud and cheer when the team wins, but always know better than the manager in what is wrong when their team loses. And if their team consistently loses, they often stay away or eventually find another team to support. Faith is demonstrated by those who constantly and consistently support their team through thick and thin. And their faith is rewarded when the good times return. It's a faith learned from experience, a faith learned one step at a time. I often think that an even stronger analogy is that of a rowing race, like the good old boat race. The boat only goes forward if all the members of the crew are pulling together. They depend on the one steering to get them going in the right direction. And there are many boats with different constructions, oarsmen and size, but all are striving to reach the same finish line. Yes, all Christians, whatever their denomination, have the same goal, a goal in heaven. And where does their faith lie? Well, first of all, it's a step of faith to get into a boat, isn't it? Is it safe? Is it comfortable? Will it leak? Will it cope with choppy conditions? And the only way to get people to come on board is by being a passenger oneself, showing one's own faith. For it is only as a passenger that their fears will be dissipated. So never despise those simple ways in which we can get people to take that step of faith into the boat as a passenger, as it were. The kindness to the stranger in the church, the welcome to the family whose child is baptized, the tolerance to the parents struggling with unruly children in the service. The list is endless. You see, many see that as just being passengers, and the boat would go faster without them, they say. But friends, they're the ones who can potentially make the boat go faster if we show them the next step. You see, once the fears associated with getting into the boat have been dispelled, then faith grows, and they will start to want to help. And yes, their first attempts at rowing will probably be disastrous. They may well upset the rhythm of those already rowing. They may well slow the boat down. But friends, they need to be encouraged to persevere. Faith to be able to do the jobs properly always takes time and experience. I always used to use a picture with confirmation candidates, telling them that they're not expected to be perfect as soon as they're confirmed, nor to be discouraged by the adverse and often discouraging comments they will receive from fellow Christians. They've just taken a step of faith, and that's enough. But that, of course, is not the end of faith growing. No boat is without a need to be maintained and steered. Positions of leadership and care will need to be filled. Any volunteers, they always say? What is it? Never put your hand up and volunteer. Yes, that's another step of faith to take such a role. Speaking personally, I was terrified when I was ordained of what lay ahead. Yes, I'd got on board as a passenger, just like you in the congregation. I'd learnt to row. I'd been taught how to steer and maintain the boat and passed all the exams. But now, this was for real. I had to get into the boat all over again, and with somewhat awesome responsibilities this time. If it all went wrong, it was my fault. And I was going to have to do this in front of the congregation where I had been grown up and nurtured. Yes, based on what I did, I could do everything, from getting the boat to move rapidly towards the finish, to sinking it, all sorts of things. It's a step, however, that God needs. And thank God, many respond to that challenge to faith. And that should remind us that knowledge is one thing, faith is something else. I'm always reminded of that difference by something which was put by a vicar to his congregation as an illustration. Looking at the congregation, he said, "In the front row, we have Mr. Smith, his wife, and their three children. Now she knows that they are her children." That's knowledge. "He believes that they are his children." That's faith. Yes, faith is a many-faceted thing. Our gospel reading today reminds us that we often take steps of faith somewhat reluctantly, but it is when we encounter the storms of time that that faith will be rewarded. As that old hymn challenges us, "Will your anchor hold in the storms of life?" And as Martin Luther King puts it, we must learn that to expect God to do everything while we do absolutely nothing is not faith. So in this year of vocation in the diocese, let us ask ourselves, what are we doing in the boat? What's God asking me to do, perhaps? We need to listen to him, to pray for the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and to take those steps of faith which make us more useful members of the crew. For the life of faith is a continually renewed victory over doubt and continually renewed grasp of meaning in the midst of confusion. So, dear Lord, help us to place our doubts and lack of understanding into your hands and step forward in faith, trusting in your promises revealed in Jesus Christ, just as Simon Peter and his friends did. In the words of the hymn we've just sung, "Here I am, Lord, send me." Amen.